Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning. That's for severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, hail, severe lightning and heavy downpours over the southeastern parts of Mpumalanga. Isolated showers and thundershowers can also be expected over the south central parts of Limpopo, the extreme western parts of the northwest and in Gauteng, where it's been a dry and hot week. Meanwhile, the heat continues. Pretoria up to 33, Joburg, eMalahleni and Polokwane 31, Mbombela 32 and Rustenburg a high of 35 degrees.
In Rivoli on Nazareth Road North, a collision near Colorado Drive. It's causing slow-moving traffic.
The Gauteng Department of Education is reminding all parents and guardians that the 2025 online admissions late application period for grades 1 and 8 closes today. More than 325,000 learners have been placed in public schools in these grades at the beginning of the year. More than 4,000 of these late applicants have been placed in an additional number of satellite schools. And Israel says 11 more hostages held in Gaza, including 5 Thai nationals, will be freed this week as part of the fragile Gaza ceasefire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says 8 hostages will be freed today and another 3, all men, on Saturday. The truce hinges on the release of Israeli hostages taken during Hamas October 7, 2023 attacks in exchange for 1,900 Palestinians held in Israeli jails. I'm Khadija D'Souza. Back with more news at 8.
The 2025 Nedbank Cup last 16 draw has officially been conducted. Some exciting matches on the menu. Royal AM, though, have not been knocked out of the competition. The league is still deliberating on their fate. Shon Kizer's club was supposed to take on Mildford FC on Monday, but that encounter never took place. Well, insofar as the draw goes, Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns and Pirates have all avoided each other. Amakhosi will take on Chippa United. Sundowns face Minnows and Penny home defenders, and Pirates will play Baroka FC. France coach Fabien Gauthier has named his team to take on Wales in Saturday's opening round of the Six Nations. Fly half Romain Ntamack is said to make his comeback, but Le Bleu will be without ace finisher Damien Pernon. Wales, meanwhile, have recalled veterans Josh Adams and Liam Williams. It gets going on Friday at 10 o'clock. Saturday, we'll see Scotland take on Italy and Ireland at home to England in the other big encounter. 7-time world champion Lewis Hamilton crashed during the second day of his new team Ferrari's private Formula One testing in Barcelona yesterday, but was left unharmed. The 40-year-old Briton, in his second test with Ferrari, following 12 successful years with Mercedes, lost control of the 2023 car and hit the barriers at the Circuit de Catalunya. And according to a source close to the team, Hamilton was absolutely okay, but still exploring his car's limits. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Say now, baby. My mind on play now, baby. Say, hey, now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not. At the house on you, am I lucky or not? Lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not. I'm wishing for you, am I lucky or not? Lucky or not.